text, Hallmark Channel presents Love on Safari. The skyline of a city with tall skyscrapers at the edge of a large body of water. Trains pass over busy streets. In an office, two young women speak.
Kara, where have you been?
I had to run some errands during lunch. My vacation is in 3 days, remember?
Right, Scottsdale. Exciting. But I needed to help me QA the interactive shark diving feature for the new travel site.
Vicky, I cannot believe you got in the water with sharks.
It's not like I was petting them or anything. There was a cage.
There's not a cage big enough that can make me even consider doing that.
Well, then you can sit safely in your chair and experience it online. Help me, please.
But don't you have a bazillion Twitter followers? Can't you get them to beta test for you?
I did, but it involves them having to read more than 280 characters at a time, so...
How do you have so many followers in here?
I do things like get in the water with sharks.
Listen, I'm sorry. I just can't. I have to finish my own websites. The more work I get done here, the less I have to do on my patient.
You're going to Scottsdale. What else are you going to do?
I'm going to golf, and I'm going to go to the spa, and I'm going to hike.
You don't hike?
I might, if the trails are clearly marked.
Kara, shark diving isn't for everyone. It's okay to like things to be safe and dependable.
And boring and bland.
I didn't say that. Oh, look, it's your boyfriend, Brad, from accounting.
Whoa, sir.
A man in a tie approaches Kira's desk.
It's like a jungle in here. I can't understand how you get anything done.
It's fun and creative.
It's loud. It's nice and quiet up in accounting, I'm just saying.
I know, I think it's better for the company if I stay as far away from the books as possible.
You're good with numbers.
Me? Checking account, a savings account, a 401k. That's as complex as I can get, which is why I'm dating an accountant.
You get your errands done? Or?
I did. 3 days until vacation. I could use a coffee.
Yeah. I wish I could come with you. Just don't get so enamored with Scottsdale that you don't come home. There's going to be a wonderful birthday surprise waiting for you. I brought your mail.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. This one's from South Africa.
Yeah, it's Ukatula. It's the wildlife reserve my great-uncle Irving owns. I went there as a kid. Oh, that's where I fell in love with elephants.
She frowns.
Oh, no.
What?
Uncle Irv passed away.
I'm sorry.
He was always so nice to me as a kid. I haven't seen him in years. I think the last time I heard from him was when my dad passed. Mm. It says they've been trying to find me for a couple of months.
Why?
Apparently he left a portion of his estate to me. But I have to be present at the reading of the will to claim it.
Well, that's crazy. You can't go to South Africa.
Well, of course I can't go to South Africa.
A jeep cruises along a dirt road on the savannah. Bands of elephants and herds of zebra and giraffes walk through the brush. A sign reads, "The Slater Ukutula Reserve." The jeep pulls into the reserve under grass roofed huts. A blonde young man hops out and is greeted by a blonde woman and a woman in an African headdress.
Replace a dozen fence posts.
Where? That's a dozen less that needs replacing. We shall deem that as progress.
Wazi, we're playing a dangerous game here. Now the entire fence needs to be replaced.
Well, not the entire fence if you just did 12 posts.
Allie, you're not helping.
I wasn't trying to.
Don't you have some guests to take on a safari tour or something?
No, not for another hour. Besides, if I really want them to see animals in the wild, I could just bring them up here and let them watch the two of you.
Oh, yeah. You... We're not done talking about this. Did you call the lawyers again?
Yes, I did.
And what did they say?
That until they settle the details of Irving's estate, we must tighten our belts. I've
been saying that for months. Belts are so tight we can't even breathe.
Perhaps we are eating too much.
If only the lawyers had listened to me, then I could fix this.
Oh, here we go.
What?
You're doing that thing again, where you think that you can fix everything by yourself.
Just fix a dozen fence posts by myself.
And we appreciate your passion for Ukutula.
Don't act like you don't get passionate about this place, too. No, it's just more subtle. Your eyebrow arches up really high, and it does that thing. Are you not coming?
Oh, no. No, you like doing things by yourself. You are not going to win this round.
Tom follows Lawazi into a building.
All right, are you just humoring me because of the job offer in the States? Wazi, I told you, I'm not taking it.
But if you do, you will leave with the hearty felicitations and best wishes for continued success.
Yes, and thank you for that. But what is Artie Warrington doing here?
On a tour.
A tour? Well, why?
Well, the lawyers arranged it.
His family owns tacky resorts. Well, these are tourist traps that are about as far away from authentic as one can get. The lawyers aren't thinking of selling to him, are they?
Well, it's not up to us.
She waves Tom away. He glares at Artie outside. The city illuminated at night. Kira sits typing code busily at her desk. Next to her computer is a photo of a man in safari gear and a smiling little girl in front of elephants. She looks at the letter about her uncle, turning it in her fingers. Daytime, she and Brad carry bags to a car.
I can't believe you're going to Africa.
To be honest with you, neither can I.
You don't even know if your uncle left you.
I spoke with his attorney and he said that it was something significant, but he couldn't say more until after the reading of the will.
Oh.
Hi.
Thank you. Significant? What does that mean?
I don't know. The only thing I could think of, he had this collection of antique safari whistles that I used to play with. Maybe it's that.
You're going all the way to Africa for whistles.
What, is that crazy? Am I crazy?
Definitely.
They hug.
Brad, I just feel like I have to do this.
Okay.
I owe it to Uncle Herb to be there.
She gets in a car.
Stay safe.
You know me, Brad. I keep my feet firmly planted on the ground.
An aerial view of a wide river snaking through the savannah, low mountains in the background. A small plane soars over the landscape and slowly descends over the grassland. Kira peers out from inside at running herds of zebra. She steadies herself against the plane's windows. Tom and Allie sit in a jeep.
So, who are we picking up again?
It's Irving's great niece from Chicago. She's coming in for the reading of the will. All the Wazi really said was that she's a VIP and we should be nice.
Oh, and she still sent you.
I am a joy to be around always.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you don't think she's the new owner, do you?
No.
Well, who else would he leave it to? I didn't think he had any family.
Well, that's my point. Herb's never mentioned her and she's never even visited.
Well, that's true, but if she's coming in for the reading of the will...
The plane bounces along a dirt runway.
Herb would never leave this place to somebody who didn't love it as much as he did. Somebody who belonged here.
What makes you think she doesn't belong here?
The plane comes to a stop.
Oh, just a hunch.
Allie and Tom share a glance and get out, walking over to Kira in the plane.
Hi there. You must be Kira.
Hi.
I'm Tom Anderson, head ranger for Ukatula.
Allie Botsford, also a ranger.
Hi, it is so nice to meet you. Oh, Todd here.
Yeah. How was your flight in?
I have never been so happy to be on the ground in my whole entire life.
Not a big fan of small planes?
For my fingernail marks in the back of the pilot's arm a giveaway. is there really no other way to get here?
Well, we used to offer elephant rides from Joburg Sea, but, you know, it wasn't very cost-effective.
Oh, really?
Oh. We would never exploit the animals in such a way.
He was joking. He's just not very funny.
Oh.
Why don't we get you to the lodge?
Great.
Okay.
That'd be great. You know, I would just love to stop and freshen up first. Where is the airport?
Yeah, we had to get rid of that, too, when we nixed the elephant rides.
Kira, why don't you just get in that truck right over there, and we'll grab your luggage, okay?
Okay.
I told you she didn't belong here.
And I thought you were going to be nice.
It wasn't me being nice. Seriously, you think Irv's gonna leave the reserve to someone like this?
Allie looks over her shoulder at Kira. They all drive in a jeep to the reserve, Kira clutching her hat to her head. A long-necked giraffe regards them as it walks by. They stop at the reserve near a building covered in flowering vines. Tom hops out and helps Kira out.
Thank you.
Reception's just up the path.
Okay.
Kira goes inside, looking around. Lawazi appears in red garments, her arms wide.
Yeah. Welcome! I'm Lawazi.
Hi.
Look at you. You are grown into a beautiful woman, and you probably don't even remember me.
I remember you. Oh.
You used to sneak me extra cookies in the dining room.
Shh, don't tell these two. They want me to sneak them extra cookies. You must be thirsty. Everyone, please come in. We have fresh iced tea.
I can't. I have my last group of the day to guide. And by group, I mean Mr. and Mrs. Bagwell.
Well, Allie, thank you so much for the lift.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. I'll see you back at the ranger's office.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Here, take those.
Oh, no. It's okay, I got it. Why don't you go on inside? Okay. Wouldn't want you to get overheated.
I'll be fine. Billy, I can take my own luggage.
I'm sure you can. But we like to check for spiders before we bring the bags in.
For spiders?
Yeah, big ones. Oh, they're all over the path, too, so.
Lawazi leads Kira inside. Kira looks at the ground, tripping. Tom follows them with the bags, grinning. Kira gazes at a photo of her uncle on the wall.
He's a good man.
Yeah, I had very, very fond memories. I just wish I'd gotten to know him better. Did you know him then?
Yeah. Been here for almost 10 years. He's quite the character. I love this place.
I remember. So who owns it now?
We don't know. They've been dealing with lawyers ever since he passed. They're still trying to sort it out.
It must make managing things here a little challenging.
It does. But the end result is always worth it.
Thank you. Even with the spiders?
Even with the spiders.
Well, why don't we get you settled in your room? Tonight we'll have dinner in the Boma, and then tomorrow morning we'll meet with a lawyer.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Jason will show you to your room.
Great.
See you later.
Bye.
A porter takes Kira's bags and follows her into a spacious bedroom with wood beams on the ceiling and soft sunlight coming in the windows. The porter opens the doors to an outdoor balcony. Kira steps outside and faces the view of the rolling hills covered in lush greenery. She smiles to herself. A giraffe's head pops up over the railing. She stumbles backward.
Okay. There's a giraffe in my room.
She nods and smiles, backing away. Nighttime, lights reflect on a swimming pool. Kira walks through the dining room. Tom.
Hey, Kira. So? Did she get out to explore the grounds much?
Not really, but the grounds kind of came in to explore me.
Okay. How do you mean?
There was a giraffe.
Right. No, they do that. But rest assured, they're very friendly.
Oh, I'm sure they are, but I just really didn't expect one to be in my room.
Beautiful, though, huh?
So beautiful.
It's magical to see them roaming free in the savannah. Tell you what, I'll take you out tomorrow, get you to experience more of it.
I'd love that. You know, I wanted to ask you, it seems very quiet, like there aren't a lot of guests. Is that normal for this time of year?
Well, admittedly, we're lighter than usual. You see, we rely on European tourists for the most part, and the euro's really low right now, so it's a lot harder for them to travel.
Oh, Kira, please feel free to ignore everything this man says. I usually do.
Hey.
Good to know.
Lawazi appears.
Wonderful. Everyone is here. Kira, you haven't met Spoo. He manages the food and beverage program here at Pukutula.
Oh, so I guess I better stay on your good side if I want to eat, right?
Tom has not been on my good side for years, but I still feed him.
Okay, it's like that. Was it pick on Tom night?
Oh, it's always pick on Tom night. It's better than charades.
For you.
Everyone, I'm reminded of an old African proverb. You should return to old watering holes for more than water. Friends and dreams are there to meet you. Cheers!
Cheers!
Kira, Allie, and Tom walk back to Kira's room.
Ugh, everything was so good. I don't think I'll be hungry again for a week.
Yeah. Wait till you see the Savannah breakfast tomorrow morning. Guarantee it'll spark your appetite.
Well, hopefully Uncle Irv left me a wheelbarrow, so you guys will have something to haul me off in after I gain 100 pounds.
That's why it's called a vacation. Good night, Kira.
Good night.
Night.
Kira watches them leave arm in arm. She turns and goes inside. Daytime, striped zebra plod together. Kira, Ellie, and Tom ride in a jeep to a table set up at the edge of the watering hole. African workers and a man in a suit greet them. Nearby, wildebeest kneel to drink the water.
Thank you. Oh, wow. This is just...
really just incredible. Do you do this for all of your guests?
This is what Evan wanted for the reading of his will.
Kira, this is Glenwood, one of Ukutula's lawyers.
Slater, I believe we spoke on the phone.
Yeah, so nice to meet you.
Yes, and you know Tom and Ali?
Absolutely. Hi. Hi, hi. Okay, well, should we start?
Certainly.
Great. Yes.
Yeah. Where should I sit?
Mrs. Slater, would you take the head of the table?
Really?
Yep.
They sit at a table set with fruit and flowers.
Okay. Well, we have a number of items to get through. Some personal treasures that Urban has left to specific people, like his coin collection and his antique safari whistles. Mm. But I think, first of all, I must talk about the proverbial elephant in the room. He wanted Ukutula to be cared for the way he did throughout his life. And he felt that the only way that this could truly happen was for it to stay in the family. So he's granted full ownership of the reserve to his nearest living relative, Kira Slater.
All heads turn to Kira. Her mouth opens and closes.
I'm sorry, what?
Ali takes her glass.
A toast.
Oh, yes.
To Kira.
Kira.
They raise their glasses. Kira drinks, blinking.
I really should have gone to Scottsdale.
She stands at the edge of the watering hole, gesturing with an arm.
So, he left me this? All this?
I know this is a surprise.
What? Oh, no. A surprise is like balloons and people with noisemakers. A surprise is not a wildlife reserve in Africa. I mean, are you sure he didn't leave anything else, you know? Like, I don't know, maybe just the Serengeti or, you know, the Sphinx, maybe. Because really, I came here, I thought I was expecting whistles.
Came all the way to Africa for whistles?
Well, actually, the whistles were left to Tom. And Miss Slater, we anticipated that this might be, shall I say, not in your area of expertise.
Yeah, it's way out.
Yeah, well, we understand that this is a big responsibility, but should you wish to sell, then...
What is this?
It's an offer to buy it.
Wait, to buy it?
Who is this offer from?
It's from a very reputable family-owned company.
It's not Artie Warrington, is it?
Wait, who? Who's that?
Warrington Group is a... successful resort
yes,
company.
Yes, because they cater to the lowest common denominator.
Right. All of their properties are the same. They have no personality. And Ukutula is special.
Perhaps we should all sit and enjoy our breakfast and talk about this calmly. I'm sure it will be fine.
Not if Ukutula is sold to Artie Warrington.
Kira, you don't have to do this. I mean, surely there's somebody else who's willing to buy Ukutula.
All right, I'll find somebody else to buy.
I'm afraid there's not. This is the only offer.
All right. So just have to keep it.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it? Keep it. It's really funny because you know what? I actually rent my apartment and I lease my car. I don't own anything. I can't own an African reserve.
Would you like me to initiate the sale?
She looks at the offer, grimacing. They drive the Jeep back into the reserve, parking under a grass roof. A man puts a small ladder next to the Jeep for them to climb down.
Don't worry, everything will be all right.
Ali and Tom separate from the rest. Tom scowls.
I can't believe they're gonna sell Ukutula to Warrington.
I'm surprised it matters to you.
Ali, it's me. I love this place.
Okay, well then why are you still considering that job in the States?
I'm not.
You haven't told them no.
They gave me a few weeks to decide. I figured with all the upheaval around here, it would
be... You thought it would be good to have options.
Yeah. Which we seem to be out of. Now we need to find somebody fast who appreciates Ukutula for what it already is.
I agree. But I'm not the one who needs convincing.
The lawyers will listen to me.
The lawyers don't own Ukutula, Tom. Kira does.
Well, then we need to find a way to convince her not to sell. I think I can do that.
Unless you decide that job in the States is a better idea.
Whether I stay or not, I'm not going to let Ukutula go to Warrington.
Okay. Then the question is, how do you make Kira want that too?
I make her fall in love. Yeah, with the reserve. Call it a charm offense.
Huh? Oh. Wouldn't that require you to be charming?
She pats his shoulder and walks away. He points after her and puts his hands on his hips. Kira on a video call with Brad.
He left you everything.
Yes. I mean, this whole thing is just crazy.
Well, look, the good news is that the lawyers have lined up a buyer, so all you have to do is hand over the keys.
Yeah, you're right. I guess so.
What do you mean you guess so?
Well, it's just one of the guys here didn't exactly have the nicest things to say about the buyer.
That's not your problem.
No, I know, but I still don't want anything bad to happen to it. I mean, it's beautiful here.
Did you at least look at the offer?
I did, and they actually want me to meet with the buyer tomorrow. I'm sorry, I'm just in a little shock right now.
Just scan it and email it to me, and I'll let you know if it makes any sense.
Okay, thank you, Brad.
Because the sooner you get rid of this, the sooner you can come home to your fantastic surprise.
What, did you buy me the Linkin Park Zoo?
Rats. How did you guess?
Bye.
Tom works under the Jeep's hood.
Yet another thing you think you can fix by yourself. Why don't you call a mechanic?
Because I don't need a mechanic. Very. What are you...
Ellie banks the engine.
Try it now.
He hops behind the wheel and turns the ignition.
Oh, it works! I fixed it!
Oh, you fixed it.
I did fix it. See, it wasn't working when I came over here. And now it is. So, cause, effect.
That's not science. That's not how that works.
Oh, hey, Kira. It's still morning. Good morning.
So sorry I slept so late. I'm so jet lagged.
Oh, that's okay. It happens to the best of us. Right, Tom? Now's your chance to be charming.
Yeah, jet lag. It's the worst.
Yeah.
That was great. So, Kira, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, the lawyers want me to meet with Artie Warrington this afternoon. I was just hoping there's some way to get there that doesn't involve a plane.
Yeah, we can arrange for transportation for you. It should take you about an hour to get in.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, are you hungry?
To be honest with you, I am famished.
Okay, perfect, because Tom actually has a really nice lunch planned for you two.
You do?
He gapes.
Do you?
Yeah. He was gonna run to the kitchen and grab some supplies and take you to the most scenic part of the reserve, Rock Lodge.
Rock Lodge? Seriously, you don't want to miss it. It is beautiful.
That sounds great. Okay, I'll just grab a hat.
Cool. See you back here in like 10.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome. What was that?
Hey.
Kira waves over her shoulder at them.
Just remember to be charming.
Ellie bites an apple and walks away. Tom and Kira speed down a dusty road crossed by zebra. They hit a bump and jostle sharply in their seats. The Jeep comes to a stop.
Sorry about that. The roads here are pretty bumpy.
That's okay. I honestly haven't driven on a Chicago street lately.
Oh, man.
They continue on past wildlife. A golden lioness paces through the tall grass. High in a tree, a dark-faced monkey scratches its gray fur.
Why are we stopping here?
Tom opens Kira's door and she slides out. He holds a picnic basket in his hand. They walk to a patio overlooking an expansive view of a valley and river, with a swimming pool, jacuzzi, and covered table.
Welcome to Rock Lodge.
Wow. Oh, this is just wow. I'm sorry, I know I keep saying that a lot, but...
That's okay. Pretty wow-worthy.
She gazes out.
So listen up. I wanted to talk to you about selling the reserve.
Okay.
I was wondering if, you know, maybe you wouldn't.
Wouldn't sell it?
Yeah.
And what would I do with it? Keep it?
Why not?
Because I'm a web designer with a job and a life and a boyfriend in Chicago. I can't run a Gatula.
Right, but you don't have to. Wazi and I can take care of the day-to-day.
Yeah, but there's everything else. I mean, it needs a new marketing campaign. The website needs a total overhaul. There's everything that needs to be fixed you've been talking about, and I don't have the money for that. I mean, unless you want me to start up the elephant rides from the airport again.
I know, it would be a risk.
No, it would be insanity. My uncle was the risk taker, not me.
But he needs a little bit of adventure in their lives.
No, everyone needs a little stability. I don't need to be worried about whether or not I have enough money for you know, like the giraffe chow.
Giraffe seat leaves, plenty of leaves.
Well, see, I didn't even know that. I don't know what giraffes eat.
Right, but if you put a bit of time in, I'll teach you.
I know Gatul is important to you. And this is, I mean, this is my uncle's life's work, so it makes it incredibly hard, but keeping us just not a realistic option.
He looks down.
I think we should probably just go back to the lodge.
She paces past him. He follows her carrying the basket. They get into the vehicle. Kira stares straight ahead.
I didn't mean to try.
It's okay. Let's just go back.
He scowls and turns the key. He bangs the steering wheel.
Okay, you've got to be kidding me.
Ready to go back to base and have someone come get us. Tom to base, come in base.
He holds the radio to his mouth.
Tom to base, come in base. Mountains around here sometimes interfere with the signal. Tom to base, come in base.
And I'm assuming that walking back isn't an option because of the hungry animals.
So no need to panic. We follow procedure, so it's only a matter of time before they realize we're missing and send someone to come and get us.
Oh, okay. And how long will that be?
A few hours. Hopefully.
All right, just a few hours. So, what should we do in the meantime?
Play a game of I Spy.
Maybe we should just go back up there. Yeah, I'm gonna go back up.
She gets out and walks away. Tom leans back in the seat. Tom leans on a railing looking out. Kira joins him.
So you're a website designer.
I'm not giving you a cookie.
I want a cookie.
Yeah, you do. You are really delicious.
I was just making a conversation.
Yes, I'm a web designer.
That's interesting. So you like your job, designing all these websites?
I do. I make marketing websites for big corporations, and it's just not very exciting. I want to find my own thing and just find that thing that I'm passionate about.
I think we're all trying to find that.
I'm pretty sure you found yours.
He looks out.
Yeah. Maybe I get a little too passionate sometimes.
So how did you end up here from... Where are you from again?
Kansas. Grew up on a farm, so it's logical. I've always loved animals.
Not a lot of lions on a farm.
If there's cows, let me tell you, they'd be pretty vicious. I studied zoology and got lucky. He recruited me to come straight out here. So now I get to take care of real lions and elephants and giraffes.
Oh, elephants. Oh, the elephants. You know, I only came here a couple times when I was a kid, but man, the elephants just... There was this one. What was her name? I think it was Kimba?
Yeah. Circus Rescue? Oh, she's still here.
Oh, really?
Yes. I can take you out to see her if you like.
On
one condition.
And what's that?
It involves cookies.
Kira purses her lips and he takes the tin.
I said have a cookie.
A lioness breaks her ears.
It's running to Ali.
Ali in a jeep.
Hey, this is Ali.
Have you seen Tom?
No, not since he and Kira went to lunch. They're not back yet?
Haven't seen them.
Okay, well, they were heading to Rock Lodge. I know the reception isn't great up there.
Why was he taking a day?
I don't know. It's scenic. I'm heading back with the Harrises now. I'll drive up there and just make sure everything's okay.
Two lionesses wrestle in the brush. Tom and Kira sit at the Rock Lodge, watching the sunset.
Irving was a great man, truly. He was full of life and energy. But understandably, as his health started to fail, he simply couldn't make the necessary investments in Ikutula. So that alone has made my job a lot more difficult.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, when I was a kid, this place was...
How old were you?
The first time?
Yeah.
The first time I was maybe 5 or 6.
Hmm.
The last time I was 14 or so.
He just always made this place seem so magical.
It is. But he didn't come back any sooner.
My mom passed away, and my dad and I moved around a lot.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, just after moving from place to place so much, it kind of felt nice to just stay still, you know?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you had stayed still, probably wouldn't be seeing a sunset quite like this.
I just...
You can say wow.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Is he the boyfriend in Chicago?
I do. Yeah, I do. His name's Brad. He's great.
Great, great.
Yeah. And you...
Hello?
Allie.
It took you long enough to figure out we were missing.
Missing?
Yeah.
You're so dramatic. You'd think he got carried off by gorillas.
Could have been.
Actually, would you guys mind if we stayed and watched the rest of the sunset?
No.
They stand and face the apricot-colored sky reflecting off the water and the faded shadows of the mountains. Kira's lips turn upwards in a smile. A white SUV drives on a paved road past stalls of Africans selling colorful goods and men on bicycles. The Reserve logo is on the car's door. It pulls into the circular fountain drive of a palatial yellow stone building with columns framing the entry. Kira gets out and stares up at the building. Tom sits behind the wheel.
Wow, it's definitely not subtle.
Yeah, Warrington doesn't exactly do subtle.
Listen, thank you for driving me all the way into Johannesburg. Especially since it's to meet with a guy who wants to buy the Reserve.
Hey, today, I'm just your driver. You're no pressure driver.
Well, thank you.
Kira?
Yeah?
Just because the water's calm doesn't mean there are no crocodiles. It's African proper.
Did you get that from the Wazi?
No, it's an original. Wazi makes hers up to win arguments. Just be careful.
Okay.
Men sit at tables in ankle-deep water.
Miss Slater, welcome to the Warrington Johannesburg. I'm Marty Warrington.
Hi, it's Kira.
Yeah, what can I get you to drink?
You know what? An iced tea would be great.
Two iced teas? Enjoying your visit to South Africa?
Yes, it's beautiful here.
Thanks, we're very proud of it. Please. Join me.
Kicks off her heels and steps through the shallow pool to the table.
So I want to know more about you. What was it like finding out Irving left to Petula?
Shock. Total disbelief and, just a little bit of panic.
I can imagine. Did you know Irving well?
Not really. It had actually been years since I had seen him or spoken to him.
Irving was a great man. Didn't have much of a head for business.
Madam?
Years ago when my father still ran Warrington Resorts, he tried to step in and help. I did as well, but Irving was proud.
Help how?
To buy the place, to invest the kind of capital needed to thrive. We have the resources to do that. So I'm presuming you've reviewed my offer.
Oh, yes, of course. I just want to make sure that it's in Ukatula's best interest. You know that it's not just another hotel.
Kira, I know my family has this reputation of putting the bottom line above everything else, but I understand what makes Ukatula special, and I want to keep it that way.
That's great. I'm sure everything will be fine, but I do have to go over the offer with the lawyers and everyone back at the Reserve.
Of course, I totally understand. Take all the time you need.
Great.
They toast and sip their iced teas. Tom waits outside on a bench by the fountain.
Hey.
Hey. So, how'd it go?
The waters were very calm.
Listen, I really didn't mean to overstep if I did, or to try to color your opinion.
Oh, of course you did. It's okay, though. I appreciate it. I just wish there was something more I could do.
Do you mind if we take a detour on the way back to the Reserve?
Are you going to strand us out in the middle of nowhere again? Because I didn't bring any cookies.
A busy market, children running and women shopping in colorful clothes.
The village is it's so different now.
This place is an important part of Ukatula, too, you know?
Really?
Yeah. A lot of our staff lives here. We do our best to try to help support them, but
It's tough now for any of the villages that aren't partnered with reserves.
Like partnered how?
It's common nowadays for a village to actually own part of a reserve. They get invested in protecting the land and the animals. It swells into a sense of pride for the entire village.
That's incredible.
It also opens the door to government assistance and tax breaks.
Amazing. Where's that beautiful singing coming from?
The school young Kalerv built.
Really?
He knew those children had a future for Petula.
Kira and Tom stand outside a large rectangular grass roof building where a group of children in school uniforms sway, stamp, and sing. Kira smiles, shaking her head slightly. In her room, she types code on her laptop. She sighs with a smile. Kira on a video call with Brad.
Okay, so I had some time to look at the offer from a numbers perspective, and I think it's pretty solid.
That's what the lawyers think, too.
You have a chance to go through it?
I read most of it. I've just been so busy. We went to the Zulu village yesterday. It was amazing. We saw these beautiful children from the school my uncle built.
That's nice.
And then there was the website.
What website?
Ukutula's website. I'm redesigning it.
I thought you said you weren't going to work while you were there.
Yeah, I know, but inspiration struck and I just had to go with it.
Ukutula inspired you.
Brad, it is just incredible here.
Kira?
Oh, sorry, coming! I gotta go, because we're about to go see elephants. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hulking elephants bathe in a lake and squirt water with their trunks.
Oh, they are just... this is just...
Back to WoW again?
No, WoW doesn't even cover it. Wait, which one is Kimba?
Don't see her yet. See, she's got a young calf, so sometimes she stays back with the rest of the herd. She's the matriarch now.
Kimba's the matriarch?
Yeah, you sound surprised.
Well, when I was here, she was still being socialized back into the herd. I actually fed her one time.
No way.
Yeah, I was this little tiny 10-year-old, and she blocked out the sun. And, yep, I marched right up to her, and she was just so gentle. I wonder if she'd remember me.
You know, they say an elephant never forgets.
A young elephant splashes, fanning its wide ears.
It's hard to believe that only 100 years ago, there were 3 million elephants roaming Africa. Now there's fewer than 500,000 left. Kimba's calf could live to be 70 because she was lucky enough to be born at a place like Ukutula. That's why this place is so important. I mean, not just for Kimba and her family, but for all of the animals. I think everyone should see this.
Yeah, hopefully everyone will.
The elephants plunge into the brownish water.
Not too passionate again, huh?
No. Never.
She smiles at him. An elephant holds the tip of its trunk above the water. At the reserve, an older couple eats.
Good afternoon, you two.
Oh, hi, Ellie.
I'm gonna be your ranger for this afternoon's game drive, so whenever you're finished your lunch, we can head out.
Oh, we can't wait. We are so excited, aren't we, John?
Yeah, we'd be more excited if we get to see lions today.
No. Oh, well, you might just be in luck. I just heard from one of the other rangers, and they've spotted them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Big ones.
How big?
With full manes and big teeth. Don't get me started on the teeth.
I'll get the camera.
Guys always love lions. Big TVs, sports, lions. It's all you need.
You're right, I think.
Hey, how are the elephants?
Oh, I want to take one home.
Well, that is generally frowned upon.
So. Yeah, I figured. Plus, they probably wouldn't fit in my carry-on.
No. Wait, I have an idea. Why don't you come out with us on our afternoon game drive?
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. But is that okay with Mrs. Bagwell?
Oh, please call me Evelyn. Of course. The more the merrier.
Great. Tom?
Oh, I have some work to finish up, so probably should.
Oh, yeah, no, you wouldn't want to come anyways. We're just going to see the lions.
Do not leave without me.
See what I mean? Lions.
Black and brown African wild ducks with fluffy tails and big round ears tear at a piece of meat, tugging and scrapping with one another.
Okay. Those are African wild dogs. They're also called painted wolves because of the coloring of their coats.
Oh, they are so beautiful. And their ears are so round.
There are less than 4,000 of these left on the continent.
Wow.
Oh, and you hear that little squeaking noise? That's their bark.
Really?
Yeah. All right, I know they're adorable, but what do you say we go find those lions?
Yep.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah? Okay.
They drive on past the dogs, the older man snapping photos.
Bye, puppies.
The man points into the distance.
Over there. It's a lion.
A male with a thick mane.
There's more over there, too. Oh, they're just so magnificent, aren't they?
The lions lounge under a tall tree.
Sure, it's okay that we're this close to them?
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, they're really chill. They tend to hunt at night, so we're fine. Just stay in the vehicle and don't make any loud noises or sudden movements, okay?
There's nothing to worry about, folks. Okay? We're not even on their food chain.
It's incredible.
Never gets old.
There's nothing like seeing them in real life.
Oh, yeah. That's the life.
Oh, that's you on a Saturday afternoon, John.
Hey, are they endangered?
Oh, they're certainly at risk. Unfortunately, the lion population here in Africa has fallen by almost half since the 90s.
Almost half?
Indeed.
Wow, that's a lot.
Look at his mane.
Yeah.
It's
pretty crazy, isn't
it? There's enormous.
I know.
The tawny brown male lion stalks through the dry grass. The reserve.
Tom, those lions are a great sight. Incredible.
You know their canines can grow up to 4 inches? I mean, think about that. That's 8 inches.
Kira and Allie.
A walking Wikipedia page.
I really should get him a t-shirt that says that.
It's good, though, being so invested in something.
Yeah, it is. I just wish he'd stop thinking he could do everything by himself. It's actually why I think the job in the States might be good for him.
What job?
Oh, he got an offer to head up a wildlife conservation group. They're based out of New York, so.
Really? Yeah. Is he gonna take it?
He says he's not. I can't see him ever leaving Ukatula,
But if Warrington buys it.
Sorry. I really didn't mean to bring that up.
It's okay. Listen, I know selling the reserve is a big deal. I
understand. Listen, I'm not going anywhere. They couldn't pry me off this land.
You wouldn't go with Tom?
No. No, why would I?
Well, I just thought since you guys are... Well, you know, because you and he, you're...
Oh, no. No. No, Tom is my brother. Well, my stepbrother, actually. His mom married my dad when we were really little, so...
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
It's so embarrassing, I'm sorry.
So what about you? Do you have a boyfriend?
I do, yeah, Brad. He's great. He's dependable and he's just great.
That's great. Yeah. Should we put in?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lavender and orange sunset silhouettes mountains. Kira works on her laptop outside. Tom.
Hey.
Hey.
It's not work, is it?
Sort of.
He sips a beer.
Oh, sorry, I should have asked. Do you want one?
Cheers.
Great minds.
Of course.
He sits.
So what you working on?
Well, I'm just kind of playing around with the Ukatula website.
Can I see?
I'll show you if you just promise to keep in mind that this is a work in progress.
Those zebras I was telling you about? Honestly, they use the internet more than I do.
She turned her screen.
So see, it would have reservations, and then people could also browse the tours and excursions and book things ahead of time. And I was thinking that if you set up cameras around the reserve, people could just look at the lion cam or the elephant cam or...
It's hard to believe that only 100 years ago, there were over 3 million elephants roaming Africa. Now there's fewer than 500,000 left. Yeah, I'm blown away. This is brilliant. You did all of this in a couple of days?
Yeah, well, it's not actually hooked up to anything yet, but I was hoping that maybe Artie Warrington would let me consult, you know? I mean, I could run the site from Chicago.
Of course.
He frowns, then smiles.
I'm speechless. Best thing you do it.
Hey, Tom. Good night.
Good night, Kira.
Tom leaves her to her work. Her eyes follow him. Kira sits at a table at night. Lawasi approaches.
Good evening, Kira. I'm leaving soon, but I wanted to let you know that a staff member is on standby to get you whatever you may need tonight.
Lawasi, you don't have to keep doing that.
Doing what?
Treating me like royalty. Really, I have a feeling it has something to do with the sale of the reserve.
We simply want you to experience everything Ogutula has to offer.
I appreciate it so much, but... But you know I can't keep it, right? I'd be so lost here.
There's a proverb. To get lost is to learn the way.
You know, Tom thinks that you just make these up to win arguments.
And it works every time.
Oh, you and him and really everyone that works here. It's like one big family.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, when I came here, I was very young. I was a housekeeper. And that's not what I had planned.
What did you want to be?
A singer.
Wait, I remember you used to sing to get me to go to bed. Wait, what was the song?
Sleep, pretty baby. Please sleep. Precious princess, you are the love of my life. My special angel, sweet dreams.
Yeah. Oh, you have a pretty voice.
Thank you. You know, if I had been a singer, I may not have met my husband, or had my children, or my grandchildren. I wouldn't have this family I have here. So, no regrets. And my point is, sometimes the universe shows us the way even though we don't know we're looking.
Another proverb.
Well, I just made up that one. Ah, well, good night, Kira.
Oh, Lawasi.
Oh.
Good night.
They hug.
Oh.
Thank you.
Love you.
You too.
Lawasi leaves Kira alone. Daytime. The head of a hippo rises from the water of a green lake. Kira and Ali stand on a porch looking out. Kira taps on her phone.
I think I might melt my phone from all the photos I'm taking.
Wait, is it your birthday?
No, it's day after tomorrow. This is my friend Vicky from work. She likes to stretch birthdays out into an event and tweet about it to the entire world.
Okay, well, we need to have a party.
We don't need to have a party, no.
Why not?
Because I don't want you to go through the trouble and then make six.
Well, excuse you. Everybody needs to have a party, and I promise you, I will keep it very dignified. What color blindfolds would you like for pin the tail on the donkey?
Tom.
There you are.
Hey.
Come on, you have to see this.
What is it?
Come on.
Okay.
Allie and Kira look at each other and follow Tom. They drive the Jeep out into the savannah and park near a band of adult and baby elephants. The largest of the elephants tosses her boulder-sized head and fans her ears. She has only one tusk.
That one right there, that's Kimba and her calf.
Kimba's baby.
A horse-sized elephant calf.
Hey, Kira.
Tom aims a camera at Kira.
And... perfect.
Kira jumps into Tom's arms, hugging him.
Thank you.
She beams at the elephants. The elephants graze peacefully. The people return to the lodge.
Thank you.
For what?
For what? What do you mean, for what? For elephants. For, oh, those baby elephants.
Kimba did all the hard work there.
Yeah, she did. It's true. Oh, I wouldn't have seen that if it weren't for you. I wouldn't have seen any of this. Just thank you.
You're welcome. Kira, I have...
Kira!
Brad.
Surprise!
Brad jumps up from a poolside chair. Kira wrings her hands and smiles.
It's so hot here. Please tell me all the rooms have air conditioning.
I just can't believe you're here.
Well, it's part of your birthday surprise. See, I was going to fly to Scottsdale, but...
But you just hopped on a plane instead to Africa?
You did.
Why can't I? Aren't you happy to see me?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm just...
Surprised? See, that's the whole idea.
I also figured you might need some help with the sale.
Sale?
Of the reserve. You see, the last time we spoke, you seemed a bit, I don't know, confused about what to do with this place.
I wouldn't say confused, really. Maybe conflicted. But I know I have no choice. I mean, I can't keep it.
Have you signed the deal?
Not yet.
Why not? What are you waiting for?
I just want to make sure it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. Trust me, I'm spreadsheet guy. Remember? It's like a billion degrees out here. How can you stand it?
You know, I think I've just gotten used to it. Brad, this place, it just... it has a way of just changing your whole way of looking at things. You know what? We'll go on an excursion tomorrow and you'll see what I'm talking about. You're gonna love it here, I promise.
They trudge near ostriches and zebra. Brad wipes his brow and stumbles. Kira records the animals on her phone. Tom turns back to Brad.
You alright there, Brad?
Yeah, fine. Just a bit, you know, it's hot. How much further do we have to go?
About 4 hours.
I mean, is it safe to walk around like this? This is the middle of the jungle.
Yes, everything's gonna be fine.
Okay, seriously, how much further do we have to go?
See those rocks?
Yeah.
That's the end.
I promise it'll be worth it when you see this view.
Well, you know, if nothing else, I'm getting in all my steps for the day.
But you should be getting extra considering you're climbing a hill in Africa.
I wonder, is there a setting for that?
Brad. Brad. Look at this. I mean, can you imagine waking up to this view every day?
We walked all the way from there. that's quite a hike. It's beautiful, but, you know, so Chicago in a summer morning.
Brad. Oh, look, there's giraffe.
Yeah, we've seen them at the zoo.
No, it's so much more magical seeing them roaming free.
Hey, careful, Kira. You're starting to sound like Tom.
It's beautiful, I guess.
Tom smirks.
It's breathtaking.
Brad glares at Tom and shakes his head. A baby monkey springs in a tree's branches. At the lodge, Kira sits on a sofa reading a document. Brad sits next to her.
Hey, you.
Hey. Did you have fun today?
Yeah, I can see why you like it here. But I gotta admit, I can't wait to get back to civilization. Is that the Warrington offer?
It is. Yeah, I just was wanting to look at it one more time.
It's a good offer. The lawyers think so, too.
I know they do, Brad, but I have to make sure that Ugatul is being protected. The animals and the people.
I get it.
And
I tell you what, why don't I look at it one more time?
Okay, I mean... You want to do? Great. Thanks.
Of course. I've got a conference call with Chicago now, so I'll look at it when I'm done.
Yeah, thank you.
He taps her shoulder and walks away. She sits blinking and frowning. Outside, Allie joins Tom at a railing. He stares out at Kira sitting at an outdoor table.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Just...
Nothing. Okay. Would you just go talk to her?
About what?
Tom... I've seen the way that you look at her. The other day your smile was so big, I thought your face was gonna break.
Oh, it was a happy moment. There was a baby elephant.
Just go talk to her.
She's a boyfriend, Allie. He's here.
Yeah. I didn't say challenge him to a duel and carry her off on your shoulder. Just go talk to her.
Tom saunters up to Kira's table.
Hey.
Hey.
Where's Brad?
He's in his room. He's trying to stay cool.
I guess it is pretty warm. I don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah, me either.
He sits.
I get the feeling he doesn't like it here very much.
It's just different. He'll be okay.
I gotta say, it was nice of him to travel all this way. I don't think I have anyone who'd come halfway across the world for me.
Really? Nobody special in your life?
Well, I have the animals. But I'm here pretty much all the time, right? So doesn't leave a lot of room for a social life.
Is that something you want?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not exactly the white picket fence kind of guy, but...
Yeah. Don't exactly hold back elephants.
No. You know, marriage, kids, happily ever after.
Yeah.
And of course I want that. I just need it with someone who loves this place as much as I do.
Kira sinks back in her chair.
This is just... this has been a weird week.
Yeah. But I guess the question is, has it been weird good or weird bad?
Definitely weird good. I never thought I'd go this far out of my comfort zone.
I don't think you're necessarily outside of it. I think maybe you've just made it bigger.
Brad hears them.
Maybe.
So I guess now when you get back to Chicago, you can sign up for skydiving lessons or something.
No, no way, skydiving.
Excuse me. Could you tell me how I might be able to get to Johannesburg, please?
Not a problem. Initially.
Brad scowls in the distance and walks away. At the lavish Warrington headquarters, Brad follows enters a sitting room. Artie appears and shakes his hand.
Mr. Wilson,
thanks for your call.
This is nice.
Exceptional is the Warrington brand. So, you're here representing Kira Slater?
Yes. I'm her financial advisor.
Oh. And what's your advice?
To get this deal closed as soon as possible.
That is good to hear. I was getting concerned that we weren't moving forward.
No, no. We're definitely moving forward. Kira just wants to add a few conditions.
What sort of conditions?
Some negotiating points. To do with continuing to care for the wildlife and the land, that sort of thing.
Trust me, here at Warrington's, we're all about preserving the wilderness experience.
Well then, I guess we're good to go.
They shake.
Come, we'll show you around, right?
Evening at the reserve. Kira looks at a photo album showing smiling employees and animals in the wild. She runs her finger over a page and closes the album. She picks up the photo of her as a little girl and her uncle with an elephant in the background. Brad walks in, jacket slung over his arm.
Hi there. Where have you been? I was looking for you earlier.
I was planning a surprise for your birthday.
You don't have to do any...
I know, but I did anyway. Trust me, you're gonna love it.
I don't know about you, but I am starving.
Me too. Let's go see what Sabuzga cooked up for dinner.
Right.
Daytime, a baby monkey plays on a rock among purple flowers. Kira comes outside in a sleeveless floral print dress.
Good morning, Kira! Happy birthday!
Thank you!
She and Lawazi hug.
To you for a second.
Sure.
Lawazi, I've been thinking about what you said. About how the people here are one big family. It's so obvious this is more than just a job. Ubatula's like a home.
It is in many ways.
So what if I sell it to you? To all the employees? That way you and Tom and Allie, you can make sure it doesn't change.
That's a very kind thought. But I don't know how that would work. Even if everyone pooled our resources, we wouldn't have enough.
I'll sell it to you for a dollar. I'll give it to you.
That is remarkably generous. But running a reserve is expensive.
That's why I couldn't do it myself. It's why I... we just need someone with deep pockets.
Her brow furrows.
Someone like Artie Warrington.
Brad eats.
Hey, there you are. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Have you seen Tom?
Tom? No. Why?
It's a long story, but I might have to take care of something. Are you going to be okay by yourself?
I thought we were going to spend your birthday together.
We are. We will. It's just, this is really important.
Not as important as the birthday surprise I planned.
Which I can't wait to find out what it is, but I just have to take care of this. I'll be back soon.
Kira, wait. Look, I don't know what's going on with you since you got here, okay?
Brad, but this is about saving Ukatula.
Until last week, you hadn't thought about this place in decades. I mean, what's so important now?
I loved this place when I was a kid. I loved how it made me feel. Just free and empowered and like I was a part of something bigger than myself. And all that's come rushing back and I just can't let it go without a fight. I'll hurry.
She pecks him on the cheek and leaves him. He slumps back. Tom sits in the Jeep. observing Wildebeest from afar and taking notes on a clipboard. Another jeep pulls up and Kira gets out.
Kira, what are you doing here?
I want to find a way to save Ubatuba.
You want to find a way to save Ubatuba? I was going to wish you a happy birthday, but we could talk about your thing.
I own Ukatula. It's incredibly strange for me to say that, but it's true. So it's my responsibility to make sure nothing bad happens to it. It's what my Uncle Irv would have wanted.
So you want to keep it?
I want to keep it in the family. Tom, I want to protect it.
Right. Because keeping it...
It would be crazy and impossible. And, I mean, even if I had the money to keep it going, what am I going to do? Am I really going to give up my entire life to move to Africa to run a wildlife reserve?
Why not?
Because it's crazy. It's...
Her eyes turn downward. She nods slightly.
We need to go to Johannesburg.
Okay.
They get in the jeep. At the Warrington headquarters, koi fish swim on a long fountain. Kira and Tom stride in following a butler. He leads them through a manicured garden to Mr. Wilson, who sits drinking coffee outside.
Kira, I wasn't expecting you.
And Tom Anderson and I certainly wasn't expecting you.
They shake hands.
How you doing, Artie? Yeah, it depends on what the two of you are doing here. You ganging up on me?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. Kira's got a proposal she'd like you to hear.
Please, join me.
He gestures broadly and they all sit at the table.
Last time we spoke, you said that you understood just how special Ubatuba is and how you want to protect that.
Absolutely. Of course, we need to make some changes to fit in with the Warrington brand, but I'm confident we can strike a balance between progress and preservation.
That's great to hear, because what I want to suggest is, instead of buying Ubatuba, why don't you invest in it? Become a partner with us, with me. Help us make Ukatula the best it can possibly be.
Well, not to sound selfish, but what do I get out of this arrangement?
Well, we could put your logo on all the vehicles and in all the lodges. You'd be rebranding yourself as a corporation with a conscience. And what could be better than preserving a threatened ecosystem like the savannah?
It's a great pitch.
So you're interested?
In investing? No. But it's a great marketing angle for the project once we buy. Look, everyone knows Ukatula's a sinking ship. That's why mine's the only offer on the table. Because I'm the only one with a vision to see what it could be. So, I'm giving you 2 days, till noon Saturday. Be here to sign the contract, or my offer's withdrawn.
Artie stands up and leaves without looking at them.
Artie, I'll sign it.
Kira, you do not need to sign.
What choice do we have? But I'll need a revised offer.
Revised how?
One that puts protections in place for the people and the animals.
Your financial advisor already talked to me about that.
I'm sorry, my financial advisor?
Yeah, Brad Wilson. He came to see me yesterday. I told him we don't need to put all of that in the contract, and he agreed. Look, you can trust me. 2 days.
Artie points at them and turns away, leaving Kira open-mouthed and Tom scowling. They lock eyes and Kira storms away. A cloudy dusk at the reserve. Kira and Tom stomp in and Ellie grins at them.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Do you know where Brad is?
I think he's in the Boma for dinner.
Kira goes in.
What's going on?
Same story, but she's not very happy with him right now.
Uh-oh.
Why uh-oh?
Come on.
Staff sing in the dining room.
Happy birthday, Kira.
They dance kicking and clapping.
That was so beautiful. Oh, thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Tom has something he wants to say.
Ellie hands Tom a wrapped box.
They say, judge not your beauty by the number of people who look at you, but rather by the number of people who smile at you. None of us know what'll happen tomorrow. But what we do know is that tonight, this Boma is full of smiles because of you. Happy birthday, Kira.
Thank you.
Happy birthday!
You didn't need to do this.
She opens the box.
It's Irving's favorite.
She unwraps a cylindrical object in a framed photo.
And it's Kimba's baby. Oh, thank you. Speech!
Yes!
Speech!
Yes.
I'm not good. Okay, I guess I want to say thank you. Really, so much. Thank you for everything. You know, being here has been, it's been life-changing. And it's not just because of the land and the animals, but it's really because of the people. Truly. So, thank you.
Brad inhales.
Okay, now it's my turn.
He slides a small wrapped box across the table to Kira.
Open it.
She picks up the box and opens it. A diamond ring is inside.
Kira Slater, will you marry me?
Tom frowns. Kira stares at Brad, who smiles hopefully. Tom stalks away. Kira's eyelids flutter. Brad chases her as she stomps to her room.
Kira. Kira! What is going on?
Brad, how could you go see Artie Warrington without telling me?
You asked for my help.
To review the contract, not negotiate it. You went behind my back.
Kira, I'm sorry, okay? I was just trying to help. You know, we both know I'm better with the numbers. I'm spreadsheet guy.
I don't want spreadsheet guy. I want someone who respects me.
Kira, we want the same things, okay? We want to get married, we want to have kids, we want to have the nice house with the white picket fence, right?
Right.
But I understand, okay? I completely get you didn't expect this, and there's been a lot of that this week. I mean, first your uncle, then Africa. You inherited a reserve.
She looks down.
Yeah, it's been a lot. Maybe we should discuss this tomorrow. I just have a lot to think about.
Kira.
She turns and goes inside. Morning. Kira gazes out at the animals with her brow wrinkles. Giraffe and zebra gather at the watering hole, their ears flicking and tails swishing. A pair of hippos float in the lake, only their eyes, ears, and nostrils protruding from the surface. Allie talks into a handheld radio.
Allie here. I'm at the ranger station right now, both eyes on hippos. Both eyes.
Roger that.
Tom.
Hey! Did you talk to Kira?
Allie, just leave it alone.
Why are you acting like this?
Like what?
Tom, you're the person who always wants to fix things.
And you're the person who always tells me not to, so.
Exactly, and you never listened to me before, so why are you starting now? You like to fix things, Tom. So fix this.
She smiles reproachfully at him. He grits his teeth and steps closer.
I don't know how, okay? And Kira, the reserve, all of it. I've turned it over in my head a million times. I thought I could get her to fall in love with this place. I think I did. But what I wasn't expecting was to
fall in love with her.
Allie half smiles at him. He swallows hard.
All I've done is make things more complicated. Huh? For everyone.
Hey, come here.
She hugs him.
Come here. It's gonna be okay.
He puts his arms around her and closes his eyes. She pulls back, holds his arms, and smiles warmly.
Thanks, sis.
Yeah, no problem.
Kira leans on the post of a porch overlooking a grazing giraffe. She drums her fingers on the railing and smiles. Lawazi brings her coffee.
You look like you could use this.
Oh, thank you.
It was an eventful evening.
That's one way of putting it. I don't suppose you have any insightful proverbs for me about all this, do you?
Not really. Just this. In the end, it is up to you to decide what makes you happy.
Right. Is there someone who could take me up to the hilltop lookout?
I thought you'd already been there.
I have, but I just didn't really get a chance to see the view.
I'll call one of the rangers to take you.
Thank you.
Kira smiles to herself, watching the giraffe's long black tongue snake leaves into its mouth. At the hilltop, Kira strides to the lookout and gazes out at the lush green valley and the reserve nestled in it. An elephant trundles across her view. Kimba the elephant marches through brush followed by her much smaller calf. Kira watches from afar, wiping away a tear and smiling softly. She turns away from the view. The elephants continue across the savanna. At the lodge, Kira approaches Brad on an outdoor patio.
Hey.
I've been looking for you.
I went to the hilltop lookout.
See anything interesting?
I did. Yeah, I did, but...
She sits.
It was what I didn't see that was most interesting.
What's that?
No picket fences.
I thought we both wanted that. It's this because I went to Warrington.
It's because you didn't respect me enough to speak to me first about what I wanted to do. I own Ukatula. And I feel like you look at me as someone who needs to be protected instead of a woman who's fully capable of making her own decisions. A partner. An equal.
We can fix this.
No, Brad, this isn't something you just fix.
Is this because of Tom? You're in love with him?
No. This is because of me.
This place has changed you.
He shakes his head.
You know, when I was a kid, I loved adventure. I walked up to an elephant when I was 10 years old, and this place, being here, has made me realize I still love adventure. This place hasn't changed me. It's reminded me of who I really am.
She grimaces slightly and hands him the ring box.
I'm sorry.
He takes the box and slouches, frowning.
Well, I guess I'll be leaving then.
He sets his jaw and stands, looking at her once over his shoulder before walking away. Kira sits on the bench, blinking back tears. Inside, Kira finds Lawazi and Ali.
Okay, so I'm gonna take the Harrises out at 3, and then I'll come back and I'll get the Bagwells for their sunset drive.
Good.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Just 2 things. Brad's gonna need a ride back to the landing strip.
Is he leaving?
Yes.
And you're staying?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Kira smiles.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well then I can arrange for the transportation. Great. What's the second thing?
Lawazi, do you think that someone could bring me some food and some coffee? Like a whole lot of coffee.
Sure, where do you want it?
Just in my room would be great. I've got a lot of work to do.
Of course.
Thank you.
Kira on the phone in her room.
Vicky, hi, it's Kira. Listen, I really need your help and all of your Twitter followers. Yeah, it's time for me to get in the shark cage.
A giraffe swats flies with its tail at the edge of a lake. Kira sits at her laptop on a patio. Her phone shows the Ukutula reservations at 0. Lawazi sits with her.
Oh, you up, Ellie?
I was up most of the night. I thought I had a solution. I redid the website. I tried to get it to go viral, but... it's not working.
These things don't happen overnight.
They do on the internet. At least they're supposed to. Mm-hmm.
Ellie.
Tom asked me to give this to you.
What is it?
Kira opens an envelope. She gapes at the letter.
It's his letter of resignation.
Her brow furrows. Ellie knocks on Kira's door.
Thought I'd come see how you're doing.
I'm okay. I'm disappointed. But you know what? At least Ubitila has a shiny new website.
When are you heading home?
Tomorrow. There's really no reason for me to stay once I sign those papers at noon.
Have you talked to Tom?
Ellie, I don't know what to say. I just feel so responsible. The people were depending on me.
And you feel like you let us down? Like you let Tom down?
Yeah, a little.
Well, it's really silly.
What? What do you mean?
Tom likes you, Kira. And I'm pretty sure you like him.
Tom's taking that new job. I'm going back to Chicago. Ugatula's being sold. What difference does it make if Tom and I like each other?
I think it makes all the difference in the world. But at the very least, you should say goodbye.
Ellie stands and puts her hands in her pockets. Kira smiles and nods. Tom loads bags into the SUV. Kira walks up to him.
Hey.
You packing up?
Yeah. Leaving tonight. How about you?
Tomorrow.
Is Brad picking you up from the airport?
No, I'm gonna be finding my own way home.
Tom pauses and looks at her.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's really okay. It was time.
Right. But you're still going back to Chicago.
Yeah, I stayed up all night, just really trying to find a way to make it work here, and I guess I just don't really have a reason to stay. Do I?
She gives him a searching look.
Not after the place is sold to Warrington.
And you took the job in New York.
He keeps packing.
Not officially. But I'm gonna call them on Monday, yeah. And I don't really have a reason to stay here either. Do I?
Their eyes meet.
I guess not after it's sold. I have to get to Johannesburg, but, I just wanted to say goodbye.
He smiles slightly.
Bye, Kara.
Bye, Tom.
She turns to leave.
Kara? Do you need a ride?
Yeah. I can be ready in 30 minutes. Thanks.
Okay.
A mother zebra butts heads with her baby. Lawazi rushes to Kira on the porch.
Kira, we've had 16 reservations in the past 30 minutes, and over 200 people asking about the baby elephants.
Really? Look at this, there are 26 now. Oh, Lawazi, if I could just have convinced Artie to partner with us. Are these kind of reservations coming in? If we had a partner... Lawazi, I just got a great idea. I have to find Tom.
She brushes past a smiling Lawazi. She finds Tom in the yard.
Well said.
I was just thinking, when we were in the village and went to the school, you talked about village partnerships. How does that work?
Well, when a village is partnered with the reserve, there are enormous financial benefits for both parties.
So is there any reason we couldn't do that with Ugatula?
Well, I'm not sure the village could afford to buy into Ugatula.
No, I'll give them the 50% ownership. We've had 26... No, we've had 32 reservations so far. Tom, it's your video. It went viral. It's working. I don't want to sell it to Warrington. I just didn't think there was any other way, but... Maybe there is.
Well, it can't hurt to speak to the chief. Let's go.
They drive the SUV into the village and get out. They stride up to an African man in a patterned shirt who performs a three-step gripping handshake.
Nkosi. This is Kira.
May I see your pass?
He beckons them inside and they follow. A giraffe lurches on its long legs. Zebra and wildebeest mingle. African villagers talk and shop the outdoor market, the women holding baskets of goods and wearing colorful cloth head wraps. Children jump and play, grinning. A hippo swims its hulking way through the lake. Monkeys pick flowers. A lion prowls. Elephants rise from the watering hole, their thick hide darkened with water. Kira, Tom, Ellie, and Luasi stand at a table under a sign, the Slater Yukutula Village Partnership. Villagers stand at tables around them, mingling and talking with drinks.
Oh, I can't believe we got this done so quickly.
Yeah, we did it. Together.
Yes. How did you come up with all of this?
Well, Tom had said something about village partnerships, and when the reservations started pouring in, I don't know, it came to me as a possibility. He went to meet with the chief, and he was very excited with the idea.
But none of this would have been possible without Kira and the new revenue from the website. Uh-huh.
How many reservations are we at now?
Let's check.
Ah, over 200. Including this one, you have to read this. Can't wait to come back, make sure the lions are out. John and Evelyn Bagwell.
Oh, all right, I think it's time to sign.
Kira, are you sure about this? Sharing Ubatula with the staff?
Yes, Ubatula is a family.
Yeah.
It should belong to all of us.
Luasi signs the contract. Kira passes the contract to the village chief, who signs and passes it back to her. Kira grins and signs the contract. She and the chief shake hands. The chief shakes villagers' hands. They dance and hug. Kira and Tom walk away together, grinning. They look out at the elephants and other creatures of the reserve, standing side by side. They face each other.
Congratulations, partner.
Congratulations, partner.
They shake hands.
So what do you think? Is it worth the risk?
Definitely. Sometimes you just gotta swim with the sharks.
What?
Never mind.
They hold hands.
You know, all these animals, they have no idea that you probably saved their lives. Or that you brought hope and power to an entire village today. You're an amazing woman. Kira Slater.
Thank you.
Her eyelids flutter.
I've also been wondering if maybe you'd be willing to take another risk.
What's that?
He leans in and they kiss. He cups her neck and they kiss deeply.
Wow.
They beam at each other and she jumps into his arms. They rest their heads together, taking in the view of the sunset over the reserve. Passes slowly.